Hello?
Hello, Nelson Moody.
Hello.
Hello, is this Nelson Moody?
Yes.
Yeah, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm undecided at this moment.
Okay. We're just conducting a survey just to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. So you say undecided, right?
Correct.
Okay. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would it you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's very important. Healthcare?
A 10.
A 10? How about criminal justice reform?
A 10.
Okay, and democracy?
10.
Abortion rights?
A 10.
Okay, how about reproductive freedom?
A 10.
Immigration?
A 10.
A 10. How about climate change?
I would say a 6.
A 6, okay. And crime and violence?
A 10.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living?
12.
Yeah. Okay. Racism and discrimination?
A 10.
About jobs and wages?
A 10.
Okay, and voting rights?
10.
Okay, and student loan debt?
7.
7. Okay, and K-12 education?
10.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, in local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes it comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024, November elections? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, or 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
10, okay. What is your race?
I'm African-American.
African-American, okay. Are you registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Okay, great.
Okay, great.
Do you think of yourself as, male, female, or something else?
I'm male. I was born a male. I'm going to keep being a male.
Right. And your date of birth? Well, your year.
85.
Okay. 85. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Like on a scale from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Right. Okay. How much power do you feel that black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community on a scale from 0 to 10?
Can you repeat that question?
Yeah. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community?
I would say 8.
8? Okay. If you can please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. And the Democratic Party?
8.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
7.
The Republican Party?
4.
4. Okay. How about Kamala Harris?
7.
7. How about Joe Biden?
8.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024 elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote?
I will vote for Kamala Harris.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but in November 24 elections for U.S. Congress were held today. From whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Okay. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020, I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, or stayed the same, or better, or much better?
It's gotten a little better.
Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, or most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
I would probably say most of them vote.
Okay, most of them vote. Below is there's a list of people events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from zero to, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means something that you're not sure. And a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, like Supreme Court.
I would say 10.
10. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. Governor Kemp?
0. Not really too involved. Yeah.
Okay. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
0.
0. Okay. And President Biden?
I would say 7.
7. Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
I would say 5.
Okay. And the white supremacists?
0.
Okay. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means it will not motivate. 10 means it would strongly motivate you. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act in 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand medical means that 112,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
I would say, on a whim, that may be an 8. I think think you guys might be confusing me with my dad because he actually lives in Georgia and I don't, but I'll continue to survey.
Oh, okay. I understand. Okay. You said you would continue to survey. Thank you.